is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio. This show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the second hour. That's what we're doing. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope you're with us. We were intending to have Charles Lawler as a guest, candidate for governor, supported in large part by members of the sportsman's community. There are, I believe, three candidates on each side of the aisle running for governor. I'm wondering if you are going to be interested enough in changing the trajectory of the way our state is going by taking a look at perhaps the other party. But I don't know. You know, that's your call. I certainly have only one concern, and that is if you have the right to vote, use it on Tuesday. Use it. No vote, no voice. If something happens and you aren't registered to vote and you haven't voted, you are disqualified from complaining about it. That simple. Let me explain. Several years ago, 2013, when Senate Bill 281, which was the gun ban bill, for lack of a better term, was floating through the General Assembly, or being rammed through the General Assembly, let me say it that way, and gun owners from all over Maryland showed up in Annapolis. They wrote thousands and thousands and thousands of letters to their delegates, to their senators, and pretty much to no avail. Pretty much. I mean, we still had a lot of restrictions. The bill was watered down a little bit, but not a tremendous amount. One of the delegates had 1,000 emails, and he said, "I'm going to do an experiment." Said, "I'm going to run these names through the database of the Maryland voter registration." Fully 50% of the names of those folks on those emails were not registered to vote. And the delegate said, "None of this means anything. None of this means anything." And the word spread. The word spread. They're not afraid of us, folks. They are not afraid of us. You see, they're not afraid of us. And the reason they're not afraid of us is because of things like that. They know we don't show up to vote. They know we don't care about the issues. They know we aren't, forewarned about the issues. They know we're not, unless we are, it is our own specific ox being gored. Okay? And what that means is if it's an issue important to you, you should be paying attention to it. Unfortunately, in the outdoors community, we don't. We do not. Just the way it is. So, I've mentioned a couple weeks ago, and I'm continuing to mention this from time to time, we're in the midst of working on what's called the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We've got the website purchased. We've got the paperwork to our account. We are forming a board of directors. I have three directors plus myself writing those bios, getting the pertinent information, and that is enough to continue forward with this. I am meeting with and calling leaders in the hunting community on an almost daily basis, seeking support from their organized groups. I'm seeking support from you, my listeners. And when I say I'm not speaking about me personally. I've got to be the one to get the paperwork rolling. Okay, this is going to be a wee organization. This is going to be a grassroots organization that is going to be forewarned about threats to our heritage and traditions of hunting. Hunting is a privilege, as the judge so pointed out to commercial watermen whose license was yanked. It is a privilege. Hunting is a privilege. Driving is a privilege. We are licensed by the government to do that. You know, you might think you have a right, constitutional right, to keep and bear arms. You do. But you do not have a right to harvest the wildlife of the state of Maryland whenever you see fit. That is controlled by state. That is controlled by state government. That is controlled by the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Services. And where that goes sideways is when the politicians get involved and pass laws, statutes, to circumvent the scientific, science-based management of wildlife, where they will step in and enact a law that may go against the scientific data, that may go against the management capabilities of the folks in the Wildlife and Heritage Service. So that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition is all about, to inform the constituents, the members, so to speak, of the Maryland Hunting Coalition about regulations, which are promulgated by the Department of Natural Resources, and legislation, which is done in the General Assembly by politicians, to forewarn you about what's going on, where you need to comment, how you need to comment. Let's put it this way. We want it to be an information organization, number one. Number two, an action organization where we suggest, A, first and foremost, you register to vote. B, as far as action is concerned, we will give you the resources on who to contact. And then C, advocacy. And that is to raise funds to send a representative to represent the hunting community in the halls of Annapolis during the time of the General Assembly, which is a year-round job, by the way. You don't just go there in 3 months and you know, slap down your butt in a chair and say something and magically things happen. No, there's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of pre-preparation that needs to happen, and it's happening now for the upcoming session. So we're working behind the scenes right now till we get the official paperwork launched, the official corporation incorporated, for lack of a better term, till we get our tax status and that type of thing. And I've been working on this, and we're slowly getting there. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. And once we get there, that to that point, Katie, bar the door, because then the promotion starts, and you'll be hearing more and more about it. So it's called the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And right now, the way to get your name on the list is to send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And when that changes, the website goes up and we have a different address, we'll certainly recommend that and put that out there publicly for you. You know, we'll print brochures and cards and things like that and get them out as far and wide as we possibly can. And we may enlist your help to, you know, carry a packet of brochures with you. And anytime you're in a situation where you're with hunters, hand them a brochure. Hey, this is the Maryland Hunting Coalition. This is what it's about. This is what we do. We're not going to ask you for any money to join. We're not a membership organization. Are we going to pass the hat? Absolutely. Are we going to ask you to support us financially? Absolutely. Not going to lie about it. But it's going to be up to you at what level of support you would like to have. We're not going to say it's $20 to join, and we're going to send you a newsletter for another, you know, $20, and we're going to $20 you to death. We're not going to do that. We're just going to say, if you can support us, that'd be great. So that's the way it's going to be. Is that fair enough? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Make no mistake, the enemies of hunting are staying active. They are continuing to stay active. They are continuing to exercise their influence on not only our elected officials, but our state bureaucrats as well. And I'll tell you more about that when the time is right. But yes, we are getting pressure. We are getting pressure from people who want to curtail our activities. No question about it. Right now, it's happening today. So we need to act and do our part today, tomorrow, and next week. And that's what we're doing. So, Maryland Hunting Coalition, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Pretty simple. You get to be put on the list. And what that list does is entitle you to information. We'll send you the link to the website with your email address. We'll let you know, where we're at. We'll send you when we're ready to send out the newsletter. We'll do all that. But we're accumulating email addresses right now in advance, which is what we need to do. We need to be proactive rather than reactive. There are still people reacting to laws that were passed, you know, back in April. Oh, they can't do that. Well, hey, they did it. Yeah, the governor signed it. It's a bill. It's going in law. Yeah, too bad. So, that's where we are. I know, I hate talking about politics. For the most part, you know. But, that's a sad reality. But what are you eating? Oh, how is it? But the question is, are you sure that's sausage? Is it kosher? So right now you're sinning. You don't have to apologize to me. Big guy's the one that's checking all that out. See, why would you eat a breakfast sandwich from a convenience store? I don't know either. I don't even understand that. I really don't. Get a banana, for goodness sake. Get a jar of peanut butter. Get a plastic knife. Come in here and slather peanut butter on the banana and enjoy something good for you. Protein. Well, that's why you come in 5 minutes early so you can do that back in the break room. Rather than sit there during the course of the show and actually eat something while we're trying to, you know, do a professional broadcast here. You know what I mean? Do we have any callers? 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I'm sure they're waiting for something to happen. Oh, are they really? Is that what they're waiting for? Okay. Well, we'll tell them about that. You know, it is our sponsors that make this show possible. I mean, I wouldn't be here. Really. So, that's why our sponsors are important. So, you want to tell them about Clyde's? I can tell them about Clyde's. Watch this. No hands. Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for hunting and fishing here in Maryland, in the Baltimore area. If you need any fishing tackle or hunting supplies, Clyde Sports Shops has both in abundance. If you need a firearm, they carry the best brands. They feature Browning, and they can get you any Browning. They have most Browning firearms, including the new A5, which has a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, whichever comes first. So you can use it for, you know, shotgun sports. You can go shoot sporting clays, you know, every week. And it'll take you 5 years to shoot 100,000 rounds. And the gun's still good for that. They've got fishing tackle from, again, all the major brands. Trolling rods and reels, ultralight, ugly sticks, if you like that, for, you know, for things like flounder and sea trout. I happen to like the ugly stick for sea trout and flounder, but that's me. But they've got them at Clyde Sports Shop. All the reels, all the services, you know, gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, gun repair, cleaning. As far as fishing is concerned, they can put a new tip on your rod. They can, you know, clean the reel for you, new lube and all that. They can put fresh line on your spool. Where does all this take place? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. 242-6108, or the 24-hour fishing hotline is simple to remember. It's 410-247-3474. If you can't remember 3474, you can remember fish, though, for a fishing hotline, right? 410-247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410 WCBM 680 or 1 800 WCBM 680.
Let's go to our buddy John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. I'm calling to discuss what you just mentioned about you have a right to keep and bear arms, but not a right to hunt.
That's correct.
It may be legally correct, but since there's no legitimacy to law in this country anymore, I completely dispute that. I've got the right to do basically what I want, when I want, how I want, as long as it doesn't harm other people. There is no law in this country.
Well, okay.
You know, I've got a phone, I've got a pen, I make my own decisions.
Ah, there you go. You make your own decisions. Exactly right. Well, hey.
And I comply with game regulations.
Well.
I think there's legitimacy to them.
Sure.
And I comply with the law when it's convenient to me.
When it's convenient to you. There you go. However, if you decide that in North Carolina you have a right to go shoot a deer without any state intervention anytime you want to, you're going to be arrested because you have violated the law.
Actually, that means they can try to arrest me.
Well, they can try to, if they can find you. However,
they can try to do whatever they want.
However, what I was referring to, John, is simply this. There are only 17 states out of 50 that guarantee the right to hunt and fish in their constitutions.
That's correct.
With 16 of those proved via the voters. While Vermont's language dates back to 1777, the rest of these constitutional provisions in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming have passed since 1996. Please note, hold on. Please note that Maryland nor North Carolina were mentioned on that list. So therefore...
And do you think that I give a rat's rear end?
No, of course you don't.
Whether it's in the Constitution of North Carolina, whether I can hunt?
No. No. I agree that you have in your heart a right to live free as an American. But you mentioned that you do obey the state laws, and your state law does not grant you the right to hunt.
Right. And the minute they pass another law saying that I no longer can hunt is the day I am a criminal.
Well,
I couldn't care less.
All right. And buddy, you're good. You're certainly entitled to that opinion. Now, think about us back here in your, I don't know if this is your home state or not. I believe it is. I know your brother lives here still, but think about this. We have to deal with the administration and the General Assembly that is in power at the moment.
Right, and talk about criminals.
Okay.
That's them.
Well, we have to deal with that. So in this society where we are outnumbered as hunters and in a very small minority of us, to protect what we have and to protect the gains that we've made, to exercise our privilege to hunt, even on some Sundays in some counties, we have to continue the fight because there are those who are opposed to us having that privilege. Now, their privilege of riding horses, chasing foxes, can come and go at their whim on Sundays or any other day of the week. They are not restricted in their activities. We don't wish to have them restricted in their activities. However, the organized horse community here in Maryland wishes to repeal the gains that we've made and prevent us from hunting on our own lands on Sundays.
My reaction would be, if you want to hunt on your own land on Sunday, do it.
That's your John, that's your reaction. But here
I don't live in Maryland.
Here in Maryland,
I couldn't stand the filthy politics there.
Well, John,
I gave up on your system a long time ago.
Well, okay. A lot of us didn't. A lot of us still find pleasure in the places we hunt and fish here in Maryland. Hunt here in Maryland, okay? We still have places where we can go to hunt. We still have places that we can lease to hunt. We still have farmers who still allow people to hunt. We still have landowners who hunt on their own land. And an outside group wants us to stop doing that, even though our local delegation has introduced a law and the law has passed our General Assembly that we have the privilege to do that. So we have got to work within the system to change the system. And if, John, there's many, many people that feel like you do, they don't want to get involved.
I was involved, and it didn't work. I say, go ahead with the charade as far as you can, and when you lose, and you will, do what you want.
Well, John, look, here's the deal. In the past decade, we haven't lost. We've gained. Where we're losing is we don't have an advocate in Annapolis. We didn't have one in 2014. And we lost. Now we need to replace that person so we continue to win. And there are wins to be had. There are gains to be made. We have three counties that have no Sunday hunting at all here in Maryland. We have an abundance of confusing laws from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So we have to work to prevent people from taking what we have. And it's not a charade. And if you think it's a charade and, you know, you've had a bad experience, I'm sorry for you.
Only 46 years.
That's okay, buddy. That's okay. You know what? I'm stepping up to the plate. And I got a lot of people with me that see what's happening, and they're stepping up to the plate, too.
Alan, I wish you luck.
John, we have got... Listen, wait a minute. You insulted me for a minute ago. I mean, I'll discuss this right to hunt and fish with you, but when you tell me what I'm doing is a charade...
The politics in Maryland, it is a charade. There's no legitimacy to the laws there.
To some degree, I'll have to agree with you on that, John. Yeah, to some degree, yeah. There are things here that are just intolerable.
Yeah. Yes.
There are things that are intolerable, and some people have a higher tolerance than others.
Yes.
So, you know, we're having a discussion here, but please don't come on my airwaves and leave the slightest impression as to what we're trying to do is a charade.
Not what you're trying to do, their system of regulations and laws.
Thank you for clearing that, Clint. Thank you for clearing that up. I did not want to let that go.
My point is, at some point, you know right from wrong. You know good from evil.
Sure.
When they do the wrong thing and you know it's a crooked deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Either ignore it or what I did. Move to opportunity.
Well, John, you're...
Which is a whole different move to opportunity than you guys.
Yeah, I understand. Look, I understand that, John. I understand where you're coming from, that you're out of the state, you're out of the system, you're out of the loop, you know, and you listen to the show and you hear what we're doing, and I know you have no desire to come back. I understand that. But we have a system that we have to work within to eke out, not just eke out any gain, but to keep what we've got. Because we are under attack. We are under constant threat from people who want to take that privilege away from us. John, got to take a break. Thanks for your call, buddy. Hey, do me a favor. Stay on the line and let Noah get your address.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Hang on.
Few showers this morning as clouds will continue into the afternoon, and that's going to put a lid on temperatures today. Normal high should be 84, and we're looking at 71 on the first day of summer. Clouds for tonight, a low 63. Partly cloudy, warmer tomorrow, a high 81. Richard Uvedek at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, time to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right, Chesapeake Outdoors on Maryland's Eastern Shore, right across the Bay Bridge. If you head across the Bay Bridge and, oh, man, I forgot my bait. Well, guess what? You can stop right there at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, that's exit 39B on Kent Island. Oh, I forgot my fishing rod. Oh, I need a new line. Well, it's all right there. Need some bait. Where can I get bait on the shore? Full line of live bait, frozen bait for any type of fishing. Any type of rods, reels, or tackle for Chesapeake Bay and tidal rivers and freshwater fishing. They even got the Bubba Blade if you like to fillet and release. It's Kent Island's largest selection of hunting, fishing, and crabbing supplies. And that's at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Full line of everything fishing, everything hunting, guns, ammunition, archery, and a great staff of folks that can help you find what you need and make suggestions for your next adventure. First choice of Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, that's Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, Route 50 East, 39B, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. And don't forget, visit that big blue and white tent this weekend. Open up there on the parking lot. You'll find all kinds of beachwear and summer gear for your kids, for your family. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, you can outfit the whole family with summer clothes for the whole summer for like $50. Maybe a little bit more, but you get the point. Very, very inexpensively priced beachwear, sportswear. You can check it out. Chesapeake Outdoors, again, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, 604-2500. Stop, you'll enjoy it.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. A display of Bulgari jewels in Houston features cases of spot-lit gems, photos of Angelina Jolie and Keira Knightley laden with signature baubles and testimonials about the company's shimmering iconic jewelry. Pretty typical for a jewelry presentation, except for one thing. It's not in a store. It's in a museum. The exhibit at the Houston Museum of Natural Science includes slick video and screen displays, hologram-like installations, and glowing descriptions of the pieces, all created by Bulgari, which supplied most of the jewels, footed half the bill, and provided the catalog essay. The timing of the exhibit is also notable. The same week the museum show opened in May, Bulgari unveiled a gleaming makeover of its boutique in a Houston luxury mall. Exhibits featuring luxury fashion and jewelry brands are increasingly jamming museum calendars. For luxury companies, museum exhibits are becoming an important new marketing tool. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Just a good old boy.
Auto Trader presents Car Shopping with the Dukes Ahead.
Our old car can't shake the sheriff anymore, Luke. We need a new one. What was that?
A text alert from Auto Trader. I let them know what we wanted, and they found one that has it all. Look, it's perfect.
Well, yeehaw!
Hey, Auto Trader sent another alert. Price dropped on that car.
Auto Trader again?
No, Daisy needs her shorts from the dry cleaners.
Auto Trader helped the Dukes find the perfect car, and they'll help you find your car your way.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's wake-up call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, we're back. Okay, we have a caller on the line. A campaign of Chris Fioria for sheriff in Carroll County reached out to us a little while ago, and we agreed to do an interview with Chris here. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Chris. Sorry about that. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, you're making some news up there in Carroll County, giving away guns for people that can help you out with the fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. I've given away two in the gun raffle, and you know, I just think it's important that we recognize that you know, a gun is not the problem,
right?
Any more than law-abiding citizens are the problem, but our legislature doesn't seem to understand that yet.
Right. Exactly. And of course, you've been in law enforcement for a long, long time. Carroll County resident, family man, veteran law enforcement officer who supports the Second Amendment. And I think, Chris, we'll find that there are a lot of law enforcement folks that support the Second Amendment.
Well, I hope there is.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, there are those that don't necessarily share my point of view, even in the law enforcement community.
Right.
But I would hope that the majority of us do and recognize that, you know, it's important that law-abiding citizens maintain and we guarantee their constitutional rights,
right?
You know, under the Constitution.
Sure, absolutely. And that's all constitutional rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, all of them, Fourth
absolutely.
Amendment, you know. And the Second Amendment is a major part of it. You're running for county sheriff and not a member of the General Assembly. But there in Carroll County, you've got a lot of firearms owners, and from what I'm hearing in the outdoors community there, you've got a lot of support.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want folks to know that, you know, what the legislature did with this new gun bill, frankly, is abhorrent. I mean, you are essentially criminalizing law-abiding citizens for owning a piece of property. You know, and one of the things that I ask people when I'm out on the campaign trail, as I did last night at the Sykesville Carnival, I'll ask them, have you been fingerprinted to vote? Of course, you know, the reaction is, as you would suspect,
no.
No.
Right.
Then I ask them, have you been fingerprinted to buy your home? Have you been fingerprinted to buy a car?
Right.
Then I follow up with, then why do you need to be fingerprinted to own another piece of property? And that's really what a firearm is.
Exactly right.
Property.
Exactly right. I mean, you don't get fingerprinted when you leave Home Depot with a drill or a power saw or a hatchet or a, you know, claw hammer. And those are every bit as dangerous as anything else.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, in my experience as a deputy U.S. Marshal down in Baltimore, your prior convicted felons are not being punished appropriately. You know, in the federal system, you get a mandatory 10-year sentence.
Right.
In Maryland, even though they have a mandatory 5-year that can attach, in speaking with Delegate John Cluster some time ago, that's the first thing to get dealt away.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Maryland is not committed to handling this problem. They're committed to letting the federal government handle their problem, and I just think that's wrong. I think it sends the wrong message, and Maryland needs to step up to the plate and do what's right by the people who, one, elected you to go to the legislature, and two, you're supposed to represent them and you're not.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said. You know, you mentioned the mandatory sentences being dealt away. At any one time, I think we have something like 40,000 active warrants open in the city of Baltimore.
I mean, you may have.
It's some unbelievable number like that, and it's like a revolving door when you're caught for a crime in Maryland. You know, you never serve your full sentence. But let's talk about Chris Furia.
Okay.
All right. You have been a retired special agent with Homeland Security, Internal Affairs, U.S. Marshals Witness Security Program, Supervisory Deputy U.S. Marshal. A police officer in Alexandria, parole and probation agent. You've got all the qualifications. What are you hearing about the campaign? I mean, you've got a couple other guys up there that are, you know, certainly putting on just as aggressive of a campaign. But how's it going for you, Chris?
Well, I think it's going well. And actually, with the other two candidates, I mean, we get along just fine. You know, we have differences of opinion,
sure,
and approach, maybe.
Sure.
But actually, we get along just fine. I have to say, you know, for a first-timer in the political realm, it's been, you know, pretty good. I really can't complain. It hasn't been nasty, and I don't want it to be nasty.
Sure.
I think that, you know, we just get out there and we, you know, present our positions.
Tell your story.
Yeah.
All right.
Present our positions, and then, you know, the people decide. You know, so I think it's going well for me.
Good.
It could be going well for them, but we'll know certainly Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. We have a Carroll County caller that would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Chris, hang on. Here's Joe in Gambier. Joe, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Listen, I just wanted to see how Chris's view is for the office of sheriff versus some of his opponents as far as what he views the important aspects of the office and what he feels are the most poignant differences between him and his opponents.
Well, the office of the sheriff is, first of all, it's constitutionally authorized. Okay, so that's important. And when you take an oath, you take the oath to uphold the Constitution, not only of your state, but of the United States. The problem that I see, at least here, is that the office needs to be connected to the people that it serves. I'm asking people to hire me to do a job. So I believe there's an expectation by the public that they want to see a certain level of performance. I need to speak to them. You know, I can use all the social media. That's all well and good. But you know what? I think a good old face-to-face contact with an individual is far more important than trying to settle something over Facebook or Twitter or, you know, any of these social media things that are out there. I want to be the type of sheriff that is out and about. I want to lead from in front of the desk, not behind it. And I want to get to know the people that I'm serving. I think that's what's important. If you're connected to the community, then you should have some level of success. You know, when things aren't exactly the way you want them to be, you got to have a discussion where you can agree to disagree, but you got to move on and do what's best for the community as a whole.
Well, what do you feel about the old Senate Bill 281 deal that went through?
Well, as I said earlier, that bill to me is unconstitutional. You're required to seize somebody's fingerprints to own a piece of property. Now, the gentleman behind that, Mr. DeMarco, Vinny DeMarco, I think is wrong. I think the entire position of the legislature is wrong. We have a mental health problem, as well as, you know, violent felons being released to the street, getting their hands on guns, and then never going punished. So for me, to say that fingerprinting a law-abiding citizen will save lives, I just think is ridiculous. First of all, I don't think you can prove it. So, you know, in another year down the road after this law has had some time to be in effect, I'd like to see some empirical data, you know, some statistics from Mr. DeMarco and his group that show that fingerprinting a law-abiding citizen has saved a life. I just don't believe you can prove it.
What about the drug issue that we have in Carroll County, where we have some different drugs that are coming into the county and drugs that are homegrown that are causing problems in the population, not least of which the schools?
Well, the heroin problem in Carroll County has its ugly head has risen again. I mean, we had a problem 15 years ago when a young boy was found dead in his bed.
I remember
by
that.
His father.
Yep.
And, you know, back then, the community, there was this groundswell of emotion and fire in the belly with folks that they wanted to do something. You know, even if they realized that they couldn't get rid of it, they certainly wanted to mitigate it. Here we are 15 years later, in Carroll County, if I remember correctly, in 2011, there were two deaths from heroin overdoses. By 2012, there were 13. You know, we need to have a discussion, and the law enforcement community needs to be engaged with the community. We need to find out what the sources are. You know, why are our kids using this poison? Why would they even think that, you know, it's good for them? Sure, there's peer pressure. There's a lot of things. Parents need to engage their children. You know, what are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? What's going on over, you know, over at this house? There's a lot of things that we need to do. We need to get that fire in the belly back, you know, and pay attention to our children.
Chris, Joe, look, we appreciate the call.
Oh, sure.
Yep, we're going to have to leave it at that, and we hope you got the answers that you needed. I would suggest that you, if you can, Chris, do you have a website?
I do. It's fioraforsheriff.com.
That's FIORA.com.
Right.
And did Joe just hang up? Yeah, okay. Chris, give me a minute here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll get right back to you.
Sure, sure.
Okay. All right. Hey, folks, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you know what? Diamond Jim is out there swimming around at Chesapeake Bay. He's worth $10,000, and all you have to do is go fishing. Yep, he's swimming into Chesapeake waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. It's a little spaghetti tag hanging out its belly. You call that number on the tag, and you might just have captured a $10,000 prize-winning rockfish. And if you're lucky, it happened last year, it was worth $25,000, believe it or not. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. More than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network. That's a great vacation. And Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details on the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Hey, we want to say another thank you to our sponsors, Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B. Don't forget, they have everything for fishing and hunting, all the live and frozen bait you need, the Kent Island's largest selection of hunting, fishing, crabbing supplies. Chesapeake Outdoors. And our buddies down at Clyde Sports Shop. Been around since 1957. Anything you need for fishing, hunting, firearms, home protection, or hunting, or personal protection, they've got it right there at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number there is 242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. All right, we're back with Chris Fiore, a candidate for sheriff in Carroll County, a Second Amendment guy. Very, very good argument that you made there, Chris, that you don't, you know, you don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get fingerprinted when you buy a set of cutlery.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just as dangerous. And, you know, it's all in the person behind the attack, not necessarily the piece of personal property that you mentioned. So what's newsworthy about Chris is he's and his fundraisers is his prizes have been firearms and a couple pretty good ones.
Yeah, I raffled off a Colt H-bar was the first one.
Right.
And then I just raffled off and actually transferred yesterday a DPMS Panther LR308.
There you go. Nice guns, nice firearms. Yeah, you have a good taste in firearms there, Chris. And I know you're a shooter. I think you mentioned earlier you weren't a big hunter, but you do like to fish. So, you know, we just wanted to bring out the fact that you're a Second Amendment guy running for sheriff there in Carroll County, and hopefully the folks will be will hear this. And you got a question from Joe and Gamber, and you know, pretty important questions to people in the county, and we're glad that he called. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about Chris Fiore?
Well, you know, the one thing I'd like to say is that, you know, it's easy, you know, to vote for somebody, but I'm asking people to hire me. You know, I'm going to be the employee, and the public is the employer. And, you know, there's an expectation after Election Day that if, you know, you voted for me, that I'm going to perform. And some people, you know, might figure that even if you voted for me, I wouldn't listen. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to be engaged with the community. I want to be, as I said earlier, I want to be out and about. I know it would take some time, but I want to knock on every door in Carroll County, and I want to speak to every Carroll County resident. I want to know what they know. They are a huge resource to the law enforcement community, and I want to make sure that I tap into that resource and that they know that there's somebody there that's willing to listen, you know, and even if we don't agree, you know, we'll agree that we have to do what's best for the entire county, not just for one segment. You know, in terms of hunters and those who own firearms, I want them to know, as far as I'm concerned, you're safe. I'm not going to take anyone's gun away from them if they're a law-abiding citizen. Now, if you're out committing a crime, well, you know what? There's consequences, and you're going to have to deal with that. And that's where I think we should focus, is on the people committing the crimes. And more importantly, we have a huge mental health issue in this country. We need to find a way to address that so we don't have the, you know, the repeat incidences of a Sandy Hook and Aurora. Even in, I think it was Myersville, Pennsylvania, maybe I have the city's name wrong, you know, you have a stabbing. Well, you know what? What is going on with our children? Is it violent video games? Do they have issues that someone's not aware of? We need to have that discussion, and I'm willing to do that. I want to do that, but I want the community to know that there's somebody there that is willing to work with them.
Chris Fiore, a candidate for Carroll County Sheriff. You heard it from his mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Chris. We want to thank you for being on the air today, and I want to tell the folks about your website one more time, www.fiora.com. You can Google Chris Fiore or email you at chris@fioraforsheriff.com.
Thanks very much, Alan. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, and, good.